We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, our education-themed show today with continuing our conversation with John Cox, superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley Schools. And coming up a little after 9:30, we'll have Dr. Reginald Eggleston joining us here from USD 475 in Geary County. And they're having their first day of school out of Junction City High today. So get an update on that and the new high school and much more. We also have some activities getting started here pretty soon at Blue Valley Schools. And John, I know you're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're so excited. You know, as we said earlier in the show, I can't believe that we've been in school for almost 2 full weeks now. Time has just flown by. And in that time, we've had numerous practices with our athletics. We've added cross country this year. So it's been exciting to watch the kids run up and down the street trying to get their 2 mile runs in every day. But as the school year starts, that also means that activities start. And, you know, in the time of COVID right now, we try to do as many things as we can as normally as possible. And we're still going to continue to do that. So we've got a blood drive coming up on the 27th that we invite everybody to come out and give blood if you can. That will be held by our FCCLA at Randolph United Methodist Church here in Randolph. That'll be going on all day. So if you need more information, you can call our office at 785-293-5256, and they'll be able to get you that information. The athletic side of things, we're getting ready to start that up next week. We've got high school volleyball on the 31st. We're hosting a quad here at 5 o'clock. And last year, if you recall, during part of the season, we had to miss some of the games because of quarantines, whether it was our team or some other team. So we're looking forward to getting off to a good start and being able to host and have as many activities as possible. We've got middle school volleyball that will start on September 9th. And middle school football will be on the 9th. Both of those games will be at Valley Heights. And then the following Friday, we will be away at Axtell for our high school football game. And we're so excited about the opportunity for our kids to be involved in these activities and to be able to host them. And we just encourage our community to understand that, you know, sometimes we have to do things that we don't necessarily agree with, you know, like wear masks and such. And it's not a political statement for us. It's just a safety statement. Making sure that our kids have the best experience that they can have while they're in school. We've had a lot of questions about our schedule. In years past, we've had the trifold paper calendars out. We learned last year that because of the cancellations and the movements, that it was so challenging to keep those cards up to date. And we spent a lot of money trying to do so. So this year we're going to try something new, which seems to be more of the social norm now with QR codes. If you're not familiar with what a QR code is, it's that code that you put your camera over and it will link you directly to our athletic schedule, which is the most up-to-date schedule that we have. So those should be out and about in the community for you to find our athletic schedule. We're going to do the same thing with our rosters this year when you go to a game. We'll have QR codes for you to get the rosters off of. I mean, it takes some change to make things happen, and it takes a lot of patience to make sure that we get things right. But our community has been very supportive of knowing that we're making the right decisions for the safety of our students and our community. So we're looking forward to these changes, and we'll make adjustments as we go because we're just trying things to try to make it easy for everybody.
Well, if you guys would like, we could probably get a copy of that, and we could share that out here on our website for patrons to have, too, if that's a possibility, if we can get more attention on it.
That would be awesome. I will send you that when we're done with the show today.
Okay. Because, I you know, that's a great thing about radio. We support our local communities like that, and we want to make sure that people get that information because high school sports in Kansas is a big deal.
Yes, it is. And unless you've experienced it firsthand, you don't know just how big it is.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know the kids are. Anytime you start practicing and start getting ready for that first game, it's a lot of excitement. And even with COVID, I don't think it's going to hamper seasons too much here. Like we saw last year, that was kind of hard to navigate, and schedules always changing. And I think that's a good approach, having the QR code there.
We're looking forward to doing that. The biggest thing that's challenged us so far this year has been the heat and having to adjust schedules with the humidity and the heat index. You know, if it reaches a certain point, then our kids can't practice safely. So then what do? You either practice late into the evening when it cools off, or we've adjusted and had morning practices before school so that the kids can beat the heat, go to school, and then have their afternoons to go home and rest and recover. So it's been a challenge, but we've done well to manage those things.
I don't know if we've heard anything from Keisha on, or Keisha, however you say it, Kansas State High School Athletics Association, on whether they're going to have any issues with staffing, because, you know, there's been staffing shortages all over the place. Are we going to have enough referees? Have you heard anything on that front from them?
Well, we haven't heard too much from Keisha on that as of yet. I know that they're looking at all of the variables that go into it just as much as we are. I would assume that we would have things within the next few days with the activities starting up. As far as the way that we're going to proceed is we're going to proceed as if we were in school, you know, recommending masks, have hand sanitizing stations, and all of the things that we did last year. We haven't heard anything with crowd allowances yet to know how many people were going to be in there. So we're just going to take the reasonable approach and know that our patrons are going to take the reasonable approach and understand that we're going to do the things that we need to do. And once Keisha comes out with their guidance, which we expect it to happen anytime now, then we'll make sure that the community has that so that we can plan. I know it's hard sometimes when you live in a rural area and grandma and grandpa live someplace else and they want to come watch the game. If they can't watch it, what do you do? And so we're going to try to live stream those games as well, similar to what we did last year, and have them up on our YouTube page. We're looking at other opportunities there to have better quality video as well. So that will make it easier for everybody.
All right. Well, good stuff. We are all excited here for the new school year, and I know a lot of folks are looking forward to high school football Friday nights and volleyball. Volleyball, maybe not as big in Kansas as it is in Nebraska, but I know for the parents, it certainly is. I lived in Nebraska for almost 6 years, and volleyball was huge up there. And it's kind of big here in Kansas, maybe not on the same level.
Yeah, our lady athletes, they work just as hard as our male athletes out on the field, and sometimes in our situation, sometimes even harder. Our gym doesn't have air conditioning, and so they're practicing in the heat just as much as the boys, and so sometimes they're working harder and sweating more than what the football athletes do. And so I applaud them for the effort, because it takes a ton of effort to go out and do all of the things that they do every day. So I look forward to seeing their success with our new coaching staff and see where all of that goes.
All right. One last question for you, and I'll let you go. But last year you had a class of four for the senior class. What's this year's senior class look like? A little bigger?
We have 17 seniors this year. So we have a full-size senior class. And, you know, that is really good for us. I knew that our enrollment was going to go up. We ended the year last year with about 211, 212 students. And I knew that with our senior class, we would be up, you know, maybe 10 kids. That held true. But the numbers that we have as of right now, we have approximately 233 students enrolled in Blue Valley schools from K through 12. And then if you throw in the additional 30 students that we have at the pre-K building that is new for us this year, we have 263 students enrolled in our schools, which is phenomenal. You know, we're looking to continue to grow, and it's great to have those numbers. And it's not that we're doing anything different. It's just that people know what we're doing and they want to be a part of it. So we're glad to have the increase, and just happy to have kids back.
All right. Well, good stuff. John, always appreciate talking to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in September.
All right. I appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's going to wrap up our first half of the show. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Dr. Eggleston from USD 475 Geary County after this on News Radio KMAN.